Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Y'all know I cannot start an episode of Sexy Unique Podcast without shouting out my 647 Patreon supporters. You guys are the bomb, as per usual, and I'm obsessed with each and every one of you. Your contributions to this podcast are the reason that SUP can keep going, and they're also the reason that I can keep making content about my number one passion, Vanderpump Rules. So thank you. I'm eternally grateful for each and every one of your pledges, and you guys rock. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of the Sexy Unique Podcast, you can visit www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast, and it is there that you will find all the information you need to get on board and support your number one podcast obsession, SUP. There's so many different levels to come in as a supporter, but for as little as $1 per episode, you will have access to weekly bonus episodes between me and my guests and access to my private Patreon feed, which is now going to include a new feature called Lens that Patreon just launched on their mobile app, where it's basically like an Instagram update, but it is patron only. So I'll share behind the scenes videos of my process, which is at this point mostly me just like chilling in my apartment editing episodes, but I have guests over and will upload videos. And it's just another way for me to share the work that I do with you guys and show you how your contributions are helping me to do this podcast. So check it out. You can download the Patreon app and log in. And if you're a patron of Sex Unique Podcast, you'll immediately have access to this feature. And I'm just excited to give you guys a glimpse into my sweatpant-filled, unglamorous, but kind of glamorous world. Again, if you want to support Sexy Unique Podcast, visit www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more details. And I also want to bring to your attention the fact that I have another podcast called Babe that I do with my frequent collaborator, Ryan O'Connell. On this podcast, we talk about lots of different stuff, but mostly the times that we've each babed out, so to speak, like acted insane, or babes in the news, babes in pop culture, in politics. We also share our struggles and our triumphs with each other and just try and wade through life together. Come for the trolls, stay for the lols, and check out Babe. It's on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are broadcast, you can find us. And we're here for your journey. And now, without further ado, I give to you this week's episode of Sup. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall. Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, yeah, we both win. Hotel chilling. Okay, everyone. I am so thrilled to have this guest here with me today. If you do not know their work, you need to check it out immediately. I've already fucked it up.
Well, no, the work is great.
The work is great.
And also, preferred pronoun is it, because I'm it. Like Clara Bow of the 20s.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jason Green, a.k.a. Freckle.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
You don't watch reality television.
I don't watch television.
No, not a single bit of television.
Maybe some I Love Lucy and All About Eve on a weekend.
Mm-hmm. But you keep it like classic TV or black and white.
Black and white's
easier on the
eyes.
You like a black and white Technicolor moment.
Yeah. High def just gives me the spins.
Yeah. So I just introduced Freckle to the magic that is Vanderpump Rules. We watched episode 11 of season 6 and... You have thoughts.
I mean, I'm floored they were able to get two six seasons with those dullards.
You're not impressed.
No.
Quite frankly, not.
I think, you know, mainly because of the podcast, I had to really listen and see, you know, and I took everyone into my heart and soul, and I figured them out. And I just think that bad television... As far as their personalities go.
Yeah.
Because I can do a whack job.
Yeah.
I could do insane or like really unabashedly like witty, but mm-hmm. like kind of cuckoo. And I felt like everybody was playing on like level 2.
Really? So your advice would be to turn up the volume on their personalities.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to see them getting more wasted, but I'm like, do I need to see them more wasted? But then I'm also like, I don't want to be around you people. I don't want to be around people like that in my real life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't go west of Vermont other than to see you. But, you know, like I'm a very east side.
You're an
I'm
east
very
side
much
gal.
As LA as this show is. Like mm-hmm. my version of this would just be an east side version.
Yeah.
With color and music and magic.
So... No one really like piqued your fancy out of the cast of characters that you saw today.
No, my thought I brought up earlier, which was like, if in some hypothetical world I had to work at a restaurant, sir, mm-hmm. and these were the people there, who would I? Because everybody has that work buddy. So like, who would I become friends with?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't even think I would hang out with people like that. I think I would just like do my shift and
then leave.
Yeah. And head to the east side or, you know, or like mm-hmm. whatever. But,
I brought up the fact that you and Lala might get along.
And when you said that, she came clear to my eyes. And what's funny is after you said that, she became more present in the episode too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. Yeah. I think we would be able to like see each other, get each other, again, not like the funniest Lawler.
Yeah, there's a lot of Lawlers.
They
on
can't
this
get
cast.
Snooki over here. You know, like the girls from Laguna Beach are giving them all a run for their money.
Really?
In my opinion, but I also loved that when I was like 17.
So you did watch that reality
Yeah, so
show.
I did. I caught that one and like maybe a couple of the hills.
Yeah.
But definitely Laguna Beach for sure.
You were like enthralled by them in a way that Vanderpump has like not grabbed you.
Yeah, because I went to the arts high school in LA. So mm-hmm. everybody was like weird and kooky and a freak and eccentric and talented. And so watching like people from Laguna Beach was like mind boggling because I never knew what a normal high school would like.
Yeah.
We didn't have homecoming or a football team. So So to see them, I'm kind of like, yeah, again, these are like not the artists of our community. Yeah. And I also find that like the off-putting part is that gender dynamics are very heteronormative. And mm-hmm. like there's this like praising of the male figures, which I was like, they're not hot or fun. If they were like really hot and fun and there was these like bimbos like parading around them, mm-hmm. then I'd be like, okay, yeah, can we get more footage of those boys? But the boys are kind of like, ugh, kind of bland.
Yeah, they're kind of bland. And a big part of the show is like the women often get vilified for decisions they make. And you didn't get to see that type of dynamic play out that much in this episode per se. But it's like whenever a lot of the cast has like slept together or like cheated on each other, mm-hmm. cheated on their significant others with other people in the cast. And when that happens, it's usually like the woman who bears the brunt of like everyone's blame and aggression. And the guys, it's kind of like just brushed off or like.
Exactly. Enemy. Again, these like gender dynamics that are really askewed and yeah. I can feel that. And yeah, it just like kind of makes me sad.
Mm-hmm. So you felt
and
sad.
For being a show in West Hollywood, it's like interesting that there's like zero queer voice or like.
Yeah. There is one trans character now. Her name is Billie Lee, and she's just coming on the show this season.
Oh, okay.
Not in this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they felt she
but again, I would say
Bear.
Even with trans, it's like another gender binary.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. But like a lot of trans people are not necessarily queer.
Yeah.
So
there's been rumors that James is bisexual or has like a thing. You think you get that?
Well,
vibe.
I mean, he loves to be on television, so I can't. I don't know any straight men who like to have their hair and makeup done and be paraded on stage. Tom Cruise, Mel Gibson, you know. Mm-hmm.
So you buy into James.
John Travolta. Yeah, and I think the other one.
Sandoval. The one with like the, I think you said he had crazy eyes.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's kind of cute with some crazy eye. I definitely think he's like a latent closeted homosexual.
Wow.
With deep, deep, deep repression that will probably never come out.
Wow. So who on the cast, if you had to sleep with someone from the cast of Vanderpump Rules, based on what you saw today?
The old lady, for sure.
Lisa?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I would love to see your guys' love story play out.
Yeah. I mean, I think we'd be on the same level.
You'd be like Thelma and Louise, kind mm-hmm. of, but with like a little bit of a lesbian twist.
Oh, a complete lesbian, like the Island of Lesbos, you know?
Yeah.
And she'd like take care of me a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, she'd make sure breakfast was like delivered.
Yeah.
Which I'm all
she
about.
Has good housekeeping staff that would tend.
Oh,
to
Oh yeah.
Needs.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So that was it. Who had the bad back?
Jax
is 38 with a bad back. I know nothing about his previous story. So when I hear like somebody that's like, I don't want to sleep on like literally a futon with my bad back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 38. Is there something that can be done? I know where people are like, oh my God, what a complainer. I'm kind of like, I feel that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Even though I could, I mean, I've had parties and I'll take a.
You've slept. I've seen you sleep in a lot of different places.
Yeah. Oh, I can sleep in a car, a bathtub, a hardwood yeah. floor. But I just like kind of felt for that. I understood.
You understood especially where he was like, coming from.
If you feel like you're not 100% down to go with your best friends to a
cabin.
And then you're like.
That's too small for the group.
Exactly. And like, I don't get the feeling that they are all best friends at all.
Really? You think it's all put on for the camera?
Yeah, I think they're, I don't know, but then like, they also remind me of those people that don't have friends. Like I used to say about Lindsay Lohan all the time, I'm like, where are your friends?
Yeah, I think that they are best friends. Like that
oh,
whole,
so that
the
was
whole
a
premise of the show is that like,
they had already been previously best
oh,
friends.
Oh yeah, they're all friends that have worked together for a long time. And definitely the guy, I mean, Sheena and Ariana, who you saw at the Big Bear House, the girl uh-huh. with the shorter blonde hair. Uh-huh. And
she
then,
spoke very little this one.
Yeah, she wasn't very like prevalent in this mm-hmm. episode. And then Sheena, the one that's like crazy about her boyfriend, they're best friends. And then Tom Sandoval and Jax are best friends. But James is kind of like has been an outsider, and now people are starting to accept him a little bit more.
Right. I mean, he's more interesting for TV, but he's got like a shot in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody drunk is more interesting on TV.
Yeah.
Like that whole scene about fixing the chair with mm-hmm. the screw, I was like, this is bad television.
Yeah, that was this bad television. This is bad
content. And I'm shocked. And I want my money back.
You'll never get it back. You're never going to get it back.
Yeah, well.
I took your, a part of your life now has been taken by me and by Vanderpump Rules, and you'll never get it back.
The best shots were like landscapes of Big Bear, in my opinion. Each time I'd be like, oh, I see the water.
Nature. I like the fog, when they had the fog on the lake, because really I was not impressed by the Big Bear cabin whatsoever. No. I was like, ooh, like I wouldn't want to really stay there. Like,
come on, Bravo.
Yeah. And like, but then when they had some nature shots, I was like, ooh, moody and cool. Yeah. But
we'd have fun in Big Bear.
We would have a lot of fun in Big
Bear. We'd have more fun than they have.
I would go to Big Bear with you and a group of people and stay in that house and have a great time.
Yeah. A lull.
We would have lull after lull, and I would let you sleep in the queen size bed if you needed to do that.
Thank you. Yeah. I'd take a twin. I'm not above a twin. Even when I saw the couch, I was like,
I think
you'd
take a couch.
I'd take the day bed. Because I'd end up passing out on it during the day.
Yeah, during the day.
And then be up all night.
And it would kind of be just your zone. Mm-hmm, and then you could probably lay on the day bed and talk to everyone that's at the house from there and conduct all your business from that day bed. Yeah. But it's a good central point.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Let's talk about the fire damage at Sur.
Okay, only because she repeated it twice, and I don't know if it was one of those like next on this episode, which was like the floors and the walls need to be painted.
I have a theory because I've been really like paying attention to all the fires that happen in Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant, and I have a theory that this fire that happened at Sur was an insurance scam so that she could write off all these repairs. Because she like recovered all the chairs, which I'd been there pre-chair recovering, and they were disgusting and needed to be recovered long before. Like,
also, what is this fire? Upholstered chair? Like, I don't know if I trust her aesthetic taste or style.
No, her aesthetic is not to be trusted. But if you guys got together, you could probably help her like fix that. Or bring some much needed, like another element of glamour to really flesh it all out. But like the chairs
her
got recovered.
For giving me a hard time too.
You know, you were having with her highlight.
Yeah, but that also brings me another whole aspect to my entire experience, triggered experience of the show, which is if it's six seasons in, I need to know their sag. I need to know their day rate. I know what the sag.
What?
Oh. Excuse me. As I. triggered more. The SAG, like ultra low budget, I think like indie film is like $100 a day. SAG scale is $900 a day. Like I need to know what they're making to be shooting this, what she's making, and like why she's got the hair.
The bad, the weird.
You know, and like also them being like, we're back at work over here because Sur burned down.
Yeah.
And like six seasons later, you're not still serving. I don't buy it. Or is this the show that isn't blowing up that's giving you that high Kardashian pay? I don't know. And they never refer to themselves as being on a TV show.
Yeah. They never refer to that.
Which I get it because it's like, it's supposed to be like we're the fly on the wall.
Yeah.
But I think the more interesting aspect would be like, well, look at our relationship now that we've been documented for 6 years. Like, or does that just blow the lid off people's mind?
Well, I think this all started as like the waiters and waitresses that work at Sur and their like twisted relationships and like web of lies that they all have with each other. Cause they like fuck each other over a lot, but they're also like best friends who work together.
I see the origin being interesting.
But
a la Laguna Beach.
Like, yeah.
That was a crew and this was the beginning.
Yeah. But you bring up an interesting point, and that's something that many people have reiterated, especially that have come on this podcast, is like the jig is up at this point. Like we all know that you guys make money. Like they have to be making money.
And they
money
allude
at
to
point.
It at times.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, between Katie and Kristen, they paid this like $1,500 bar tab. Like I couldn't do that if someone walked out of the bar. Like, so they have money that they can like throw at these types of little problems. But then a lot of them are still like working at Sur, which I think they still work there. Like
you could go today.
I don't know if they're working today, but you could go and see them, see some of them that still work there.
You would think
that'd
be like a weird liability too, where like people would just show up just to like talk.
Well, it's
to them.
A tourist attraction now, so the way it's been seamlessly woven into like Lisa's entire kind of empire that it's like, go to this restaurant and see the cast of your favorite reality show, like in the wild,
and have them serve you, or do they just sit?
Some
in
of them
chair?
Serve you. Some of them are bartenders. Like it just depends on what day or night you go there. So, like,
but even then, like I can't imagine somebody going and being like, "Hi, I really like you on the show," because no one likes them on the show. They're not funny.
Some people love them on the show. There's kind of two factors.
Those people have mental illness. And they should not ever be given, and they own the NRA. No.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
So Sheena is the spitting image of Tatiana on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Is she?
Minus the personality still. Like, just has the look and the vibe. And Sheena also, more than any of the girls, I know that girl. I know that girl, and I try not to judge, but I don't like that girl.
She's from Azusa originally.
Okay, maybe that's what
it is. Does that make sense to you? Like putting it into context in that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just like, she's trying really, really hard. And
she's like creepily obsessed with her new boyfriend.
Yeah. And even when the guy like called it out, it was like, it's weird. Like, it's cool that her partner had the house in Big Bear, I guess. If I was a loser with no personality and those were my friends, I'd go.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'd be like, I don't want to go. Like, I don't want to spend time with her.
No. Like, I was like trying to put myself in Rob's shoes, her boyfriend, and being like, what if I had to go on this trip and like, this was my significant other's friend group? I would be miserable, which he seems pretty miserable.
He just like couldn't go
did
to
not
sleep because Jack was so loud.
Because James was so loud.
James. But then I'm also like, well, if James wasn't loud, we'd be watching paint dry.
Can we go back a little bit to when all those girls are in Kristen's apartment bedazzling their scooters?
Uh-huh.
And Brittany said, scooters are like a necessity in LA, which is not true.
I've never seen a scooter like that. Like, don't know what that...
Never
I've
once.
Seen a Vespa more than I've ever seen any kind of that scooter situation.
Yeah, I've never known a person to drive a scooter in Los Angeles, and I've lived here 10 years almost.
Yeah, exactly.
You're born and raised.
Yeah.
Have you seen
I've
any
never
scooters?
Seen that scooter.
No. Those, I think, must have been gifted to them, like a sponsored like product placement of some sort.
And there wasn't really a brand for it, so like...
Yeah, and then they were like bedazzling it, which was also like very strange.
It was off-putting.
But my favorite part of the bedazzling session was when Kristen was like pointing to her... She wrote a music note in gold on her, and then she showed it to Katie, and Katie goes, "That looks really cool."
Or when that other girl who was like a whole separate sideline, her and her...
Oh, Stassi,
her
who
other
came in
boring
to apologize.
Friend, which I get. So she blacked out on her birthday. We get it.
She
sorry
took two,
to...
She got high on Adderall and tequila and had like a birthday meltdown and then ran away from her own party.
Been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving the $1,500 bill.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really interesting that she came in teary face, not teary eye, like... Which I thought, I've been there. Okay, my empathy skyrocketed. And then there were oddly no tears.
Yeah.
She cried with no tears. So I don't buy it.
No, you're not buying what she's selling.
No.
In that scene at the end of it, you turn to me and you go, none of them seem fun.
That's been my theme of the whole... Okay, so this is my question because I thought about this earlier.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, is it just that this episode was like a 2 and there happens to be episodes that are 10s?
Yeah, this episode definitely was not as wild as past episodes this season. It was a little more subdued with like, honestly, filler content like the scooters and the tarot card.
Oh,
and the
tarot
bench.
Card, I mean.
Yeah, like, so a lot of the episodes this season have been like crazy. Like, it got... Jax was exposed for cheating on Brittany. So Brittany is like the Southern girl that's his girlfriend. Yeah. And Jax was exposed for cheating on her with another person that used to work at Sir named Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And he had gone over to Faith's apartment where she was also caring for like an elderly woman. Oh. And then they fucked while the elderly woman was like asleep.
That's fun. Yeah. That's good TV.
Yeah. And so that didn't happen like on the show, but got like they exposed him for doing this. Mm-hmm. And so that's been like a huge
thing. And the
thing.
Next leak is that he fucked the elderly woman.
I'm really like concerned about the elderly woman. Yeah. And I keep talking about her because I want to bring more awareness to her.
Yeah.
And I have so many questions, and I feel like everyone on this show just blazed past that and is like not addressing her role in all of this like indiscretion.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. It's elder abuse. Mm-hmm. But so Jax and Brittany have been having a lot of relationship problems, and like they broke up for like 48 hours and then got back together and were like fucking like crazy. And now she's just like taking him back, even though she said that she was not going to. And so they're very like on off, but you really don't get a sense of that in this episode.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then that makes sense. But also when you said, I don't know if this definitely wasn't the most wild, like thing is like, I don't know if I want to see these people wild.
Yeah.
Like I don't really want to see them drunk.
Yeah. They're like, just not intriguing.
It's like, I don't want to drive to Utah or Arizona or Long Beach and watch like white people get drunk.
Mm-hmm. Jax also, I don't know if you caught this, but he's now, he goes to see this Reiki healer named Kelsey.
Uh-huh. So that moment was happening.
That moment was happening. And I think that they're secretly fucking on the side for sure. But Kelsey, he's like now trying to be like more zen, and I think what they're trying to set up in the show is like he's gonna have like a reckoning, or like having to, he's gonna have to come to terms with his own like mortality and his own journey in a way.
Old man Jax,
yeah,
bad back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't seen too much of him, but he felt the most even keeled.
Yeah, well, then you would need to have like more episodes because he's very not even keeled
for the show or in real life.
I think both.
Okay, I respect that.
You respect that? You like that?
For the show, yeah.
He threw like a cell phone. He loves like throwing a phone.
I like that.
So he like threw a phone against a wall.
That's fun.
Yeah, and he like screams and gets crazy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you might like.
Yeah, might I think like I'm it. Kind of on that level.
You can get there.
Yeah. Mania.
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, because it's show business, so.
Yeah, so you got to give them something, give them their tickets worth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wait, you loved Lala's red velvet dress.
That was a look. That was a look you do not see during the day often. You don't see it in contemporary culture. It was a very Kelly Bundy moment, and I was for it.
You were for it.
Yeah.
I could see you having like a bit of a, like you could pull off like a Lala look.
Oh, definitely. I thought of all of them. We had the most similar. There was even another shirt she was wearing, which was more modest, and it had like flowers over black lace. And I was like, that's like a quirky, edgy, kind of weird look that I would.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we had the same aesthetic.
Yeah, I could see you with like your blowout and like a frosted lip kind of. Mm-hmm.
I'm loving a frosted lip.
Yeah.
Recently, I've been doing a dark kind of Latina look.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do a frost over it. And you just like can't fuck with me.
Ugh, I love that.
Yeah.
Lala is worried, and Brittany brings up the fact that James might have feelings for her. What's your take on like the Lala and James like flirtiness and then their fight? Like where do you stand on that?
I mean, it's interesting because his girlfriend at the moment is clearly
she's out to lunch.
I mean, I hate to use this term, so I won't, but she's like mentally like there's dysfunctional, and I think she's like mentally devoid. Like I don't think there's anything there. So like obviously I'm already like, I saw Lala's red dress, I saw Lala's hair. Like these are some of the most boring, unfunny people I've ever met, and I'm even kind of like, well, I'll take Lala if I have to.
Yeah. Like Raquel, James's girlfriend, has been out to lunch like in the entirety of her appearance on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But this episode was like much more zombie pronounced. Idea. Yeah. It
She's
was like
clearly like
she was
sneaking
gone.
The Zanny dolls. Also, but I feel like even before she discovered methadone and pills, even as a teenager, she was like so unfun that the subtext of, well, you were laughing and touching her, how would you feel if I was doing that with a guy? And literally it was like as loud as a siren. I wouldn't care. Like,
yeah.
No one would care.
No one would care.
No one cares about you, Raquel. I'm sorry.
Well, also it's like James and Raquel's relationship is very interesting. I think a lot of their dynamic became clear is that Raquel is kind of just like,
it's clearly set up for the show. It's all.
But she also just doesn't, she contributes nothing and then doesn't really hold him accountable for anything. So like she can kind of be like, she's distraught by his actions, but not enough to like foot down.
Yeah. And she doesn't even have feet.
No, she's like,
she's
truly
stubs.
Devoid of mental awareness of feet.
And like spirit.
Yeah.
She's a walking zombie.
She's really, her looks in this episode
not
were bone chilling. Because she's a beauty queen. She's a California
beauty
queen.
Oh, I saw
like,
it there,
queen.
But I was like, slap some tinted moisturizer on. I'm not sitting here trying to watch realism.
Like a half up, half down, like limp hairstyle.
No, come on.
At one point, I thought that she was like kind of coked out because she did this like gurning of the jaw, but I think she was wearing just like a retainer that was causing her to have a speech impediment. Like,
she's a mess.
Yeah,
but I do think Lala and Jack, there's chemistry there.
Lala and James.
James. And I think that because James, like I said from the beginning, the only reason why I remotely like and like is like a 2%, 2 ounce of any kind of emotion. Is because he gets really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk is interesting on television. And Lala is like me. So I like whatever thing they have going on. And I believe that there probably are feelings there.
Yeah. I mean, they
But
are,
I don't know who her guy is. So
her guy is... So his name is Randall. And he's like a producer that like is like working producer in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And she was dating him, I think, when she... like. For at least a year and some change, but he was married for a while. And then he had made her sign like NDAs so she couldn't talk about their relationship on the show. And then she left the show for a little bit. And I think it was due to that relationship.
Oh.
So people have like, it's been a rocky road for her and her man, as she likes
if
to
If anyone him. Has a fingertip of pizzazz, it's Lala, I think, at this point.
Yeah, I think she has star power.
And I think that's why James is into it, because he's like...
And they've made music together.
Oh.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
She's his muse in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have some sort of chemistry when they're like laughing and hugging each other that I root for. And then I want to see that through.
Totally.
But I also think James is too much of a mess to like be in a relationship with anyone, truly.
Oh, James needs to be institutionalized like, ASAP. And he needs his salary taken away from him.
Sheena goes on and on and on about Rob, her new boyfriend, and she says how sexy he is. He drives the boat. He hooked up her trailer hitch to her car, and he hung a TV on the wall in 7 minutes, and she timed him. Does any of that masculine sexiness that Sheena finds so alluring speak to you on any sort of level?
I don't think Rob, right, is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh, that sweet man, like, looks like he's just wrapped up with this whole thing. I think he's into her for the show and, like, whatever, like, non-union reality TV scale they get day rate.
Yeah, he must be getting. I don't think he's getting what the other cast members are getting.
No, but I think he's loving being on the television screen.
Even if he's not saying a single word?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because why else would you want to be with that alien? I mean, Sheena has the sex appeal of a chihuahua. And I don't mean like a cute mixed chihuahua. Like
just like a yappy dog that can't stop talking about how great her boyfriend's dick is.
Yeah, no, she's not.
That kind of stuff when people like brag about their significant other is like, it is so off-putting. Like no one cares, nor do they ever want to hear like how much you love your partner's dick. You know what I mean?
No.
Like even me, and I love dick talk. It's like, if someone was going on and on, I'd be like, enough, please. We get it.
Yeah. And you only have to do it because it's not actually there.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
maybe his dick is fine, but I don't think the chemistry is there.
Yeah. Yeah. If the chemistry was there and it's like two lollers talking
about each
other's genitals,
exactly.
I'm so down.
He has like zero charisma. So there's no like charismatic, there's no chemistry between the two.
Yeah.
So it's just like a zero charisma and an annoying yapper.
Mm-hmm. And she's just like, dick, dick, dick. It's so great.
In a cheap Big Bear home. It was cheap.
Rob goes, when they all finally go down to the boat, for like a day on the lake. Rob goes, we got bocce ball, we got music. And then Jax looks at Brittany and he goes, we got tits and ass. And everyone's just kind of weirded out.
Yeah, I liked that moment. I thought that was funny. But only because that girl is a tryhard too, in that she isn't as annoying as Shayna. And she's not as like effervescent as Lala. And look, I'm going out on a limb by calling Lala effervescent. She's just like... She's like, her smile is too big that she's been invited to the party.
You think?
I know. No, I don't know. I'm just making that. I mean, I'm just, these are my like assumptions.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's your take on her?
I think that Brittany masks a lot of her pain with like a bubbly
She's got
smile.
A pain body the size of Texas.
Yeah.
She's clearly a sad, insecure person. And look, I'm no one to judge, but get off the TV.
Yeah, get off.
Yeah, I want to go in as like a consulting producer and have it filmed and tell each person why they're not interesting and they're on the chopping block.
And then you want to turn it into like a competition reality show.
I've never even thought of that as
like
a concept.
If one day an episode happened and Lisa was like, we have a staff meeting at Sir, and then everyone shows up and then she's like, I'd like to introduce you to my friend and lover, Freckles. Yeah, because you would be at this point.
Yeah, my showbiz consultant.
Mm-hmm. But really, you guys are like in a full-blown relationship.
Right. And this is when we would raise the curtain, the man behind the mask. This is when it would go meta, this is a TV show that you've been on for 6 years. Bring it or you're out.
Well, I mean, you would give them a challenge, right? To like, so they would have to like rise and deliver the goods to enthrall you and to entertain you. And if you're not entertained, they're out.
Yeah. It'd be like 30 seconds, make me laugh or cry or talk about a painful experience in your life.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Or put your grandma on speakerphone.
So like, then would you flop? Would you just like, what if they all got eliminated? Then the show could just
then
be
I would
about
hold
you.
Like an it'd be me holding an open audition for like real LA weirdos, you know,
to work at Sir.
Yeah,
and like, also be on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And Lisa would go along with it because like, she's very enamored of you and like wants you to be happy or her new love.
Would need to make me happy, like as a part of, but also, didn't you say I will name her nameless, somebody in our own life, that you were like, it's that appearance on Instagram that they come from money enough that they present as like a sex worker, but they don't do that because they don't have to.
Yeah.
I want more of those. I don't think any of those girls are that.
You like the aesthetic, because we were talking about this over the weekend, that's like, there's this specific type of LA kind of socialite or like Instagram personality, usually women, who are very pretty. They're very pretty and they dress like extremely provocatively and do provocative poses. And their aesthetic is very kind of like early 2000s, like... And
even late 90s, maybe
even late 90s. And then they kind of do these like sultry poses and captions that make it seem like they're doing sex work. But really, they're just like living in an apartment with an allowance. And like,
because at least they're aware of themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's fun.
They're entertaining, too.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
And get on stage and sing with a live band.
Yeah.
Like drink too much and like that's reality. For
you
me.
Want more.
Because I don't want to see them scripted.
Mm hmm.
I don't want to see them doing scenes from Gone with the Wind.
No,
I want
me neither.
Them.
I want like a whole reality show about them.
Yeah.
Like those Unlike specific
these
types of Instagram.
Azusa kind of.
Wannabes.
These, Train and Border. Or
I know. It's like they're not even at an Instagram model level of looks or intrigue. It's just like they're.
Right. They're, and I hate to be so superficial or shallow because it's one or the other. It's either that like, oh, that's extremely.
But that's
person,
so true because it's
or
like,
you're really, really interesting.
Yeah. Or you it's like you have just this look that's good, that's like kind of fashion-y or grungy or just something that makes me want to like follow. And I wouldn't follow any of these people
Not
if they weren't
in a
on the show. Like I wouldn't discover them organically and be like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with Sheena's Instagram.
No. Quite frankly, I'm offended. I've wasted 2 hours of my life. But because I get to look at you.
You send me an invoice in the mail. Exactly. Yeah. You're like, do you do direct deposit?
Yeah. Well, you can Venmo me at Freckle. Okay. And so can everyone else.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Listening.
Katie says, what I was interested by is that Katie came over and Stassi made her fix the bench, which was like terrible TV.
That was paint drying on a wall of television.
It was awful. But Katie nailed the dynamic between Stassi and her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend, Patrick, because they're no longer together, which is that Stassi, so, and you wouldn't know this because you obviously haven't watched the show, but Stassi has been on and off with this guy, Patrick, who's like the worst with a man bun, and he's like very condescending to her, and she's kind of like a brash, loud, problematic, like entitled white girl. Mm-hmm. And when she gets around him, all that kind of goes away, and then her personality just goes into like very diminutive and submissive in his presence. And so Katie spoke to that, which I thought was interesting, and like I just didn't know that they had that level of like being able to see the truth of people's relationships, because they all seem very unself-aware usually like 99.9% of the time. So that was like, oh, wow.
They were like listening and observing.
Yeah,
and
like she gets it and like can see a negative dynamic and then speak to that and communicate that to a friend, which seemed like a level of maturity that I've never witnessed on this show before. Mm. Sir finally reopens after the 3-day renovation, mm-hmm. and Lisa's very relieved, mm-hmm. and is celebrating with spicy margaritas. Mm-hmm. I maintain 100% that it's an insurance scam.
Okay.
And I want to know from the listeners, do they agree? Do they disagree?
Right.
Tweet me at SexyUniquePod. Leave Freckle out of it. She doesn't care.
I just think that like they went from when she was like, and you might have to wipe the chairs because they smell. And the just the most interesting young lady of the entire thing was the young Latina like chair worker who
the
was
upholstery.
Like, she was like, thank you, Lisa. Like she had more in her eyes and mm-hmm. in her like vibe. She was effervescent, not yeah. a touch of makeup, gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Lisa was like, oh my God, no, thank you. And it was like, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. She's going to fix your chairs.
The dinner that they made at Big Bear scared me.
The ground beef.
That ground beef coming out of
and
that.
And the bell peppers. What is that meal called? Meat and pepper?
I think they were making tacos.
Or like burritos.
I just was not clear. And then like again, watching them chop the peppers mm-mm. gave me such anxiety because it yeah. was like cutting so slowly. And I was like, none of these people know how to live a real life. Like
which
they don't
what
know
I want
how to
more
function.
Of. It's like sixth season. What is your salary? Why don't you admit it? Why don't you order Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Why don't you have things delivered?
Why are you getting this meat out of
a Why are you eating
tube?
At a restaurant in Big Bear?
Oh, yeah. Why aren't you?
Maybe they can't get the cameras in. I don't know. Say that to the camera. I just think that would be so much more enlightening.
Yeah.
If we were like,
why can't you chop a bell pepper? What's yeah. the problem? What is this food you're making? Why do you like it? Like, I would rather have had... like
or like the crew that's filming mm-hmm. could go run down the hill and grab whatever from wherever.
Yeah.
Why are we denying that?
Yeah.
Why are we like pretending that's not real?
I don't know. Maybe Sheena is like a control freak and like it's crazy about her diet. So maybe mm-hmm. she thought like, I want to make some like turkey meat tacos and like keep things healthy.
But it was like burrito. It was like literally bell pepper, turkey meat on a big tortilla.
Yeah.
Flour tortilla.
I didn't know what to make of that. When yeah. the meat came out of the tube, I truly was like, I've lost the plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which like, and then lots of like booze and cheap booze. They were drinking like Fireball. Again, how
they
do you get-
They love Fireball on the show.
Okay.
It's their like go-to booze.
Trash.
Trash. What do you like to drink? You like a rosé?
I love
like
a Tito's
wine?
Martini, straight up shaken, not stirred, no vermouth, not dirty with a twist.
Such a straight vodka.
It's gluten-free. And I love a rosé, not a cheap rosé. Sugar goes straight to the head.
Do you? What's your favorite brand of rosé?
This is really crazy. On Saucy, there was a Vanderpump
yes
brand, but it's like
rose.
$30.
It's expensive and it's actually pretty good.
Oh,
I've had
I
it.
Started getting it on repeat, which is kind of my full circle.
Wait, that
yeah.
is a full circle.
Yeah.
Is that your signature move?
Well, until I don't even know if it's 30 or like 38.
It's expensive.
And I was just like, because I had done it once on a whim, and I was like, I just kept repeating my order, which was like that Haagen-Dazs, a seltzer water, and like a pack of smokes, maybe. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, who do I think I am? Like, I'm auditioning
You're
for pilot
glamorous.
Season, not on a pilot.
You're literally
but
mm-hmm. trying to be on Vanderpump Rules. I want to submit you for the show.
I would be worried for these people if they found out about me and my interest in taking over their job. I think that's what I sat here feeling the most time.
Really?
And not in a
you were
strong
nervous.
Competitive. No, I was just like, I've woken up and said funnier things after stubbing my toe on a Tuesday at 2 than this entire episode. Now the listeners are going to hate me, but
no,
I dare you
they,
to go
I'm
look
sure
at my
they'll
step.
Agree. They all know.
But then I'm also like, why are we not? I mean, it really made me want to reinvent the wheel and revolutionize reality TV.
I would love to see you go into Sir and just mix things up. I would fully be on board for that plot twist.
There was a part of me, like I said in the beginning, full circle. If I imagined working with these people and if I just happened to have a job at a restaurant, like who would I be friends with? And there's a part of me that was like, oh, I would probably be like, not cower, but be like, oh, these girls are a lot and these guys are bro-y. But then there is another version of me that would be like, or I would literally come in, especially with the, I would make Lisa, first of all, Lisa would fall in love with me.
You would come alive and Lisa would fall in love with you.
Because I'd start doing jazz standards.
Mm-hmm. And once you were in her good favor, you mm-hmm. could do it. You'd have carte blanche to do whatever you want.
See more scenes with me.
Yeah.
I'd be like the LC of Laguna. Like they want that kind
You're
of.
You're like when Kristen Cavallari came back to the Hills. Sure. Yeah.
If Kristen Cavallari had a Jessica Rabbit feel and like got mm-hmm. on a mic and was like, you had plenty money back in 52, you know, and then I would just bring in like I'd wear a subtle heel every once in a while mm-hmm. when we're all going out. Like,
yeah, I think you could bring them.
I thought about if I was in a room trapped with the men, like, would I just be like, oh, you guys are awful? And then another part of my brain was like, or I would just be talking about stuff and they'd all be like,
I think enamored. You'd go into flirty, fabulous mode.
Yeah.
I think you'd turn it on and charm their pants off. And I think you could bring a much needed layer of like culture to the show.
Totally.
Where you'd be exposing them to things that they had no idea about.
And so, I think I would put my hand on and say that those people would be kind about it. Like,
they would be excited to learn from mm-hmm. you.
And the lulls would be there, so they'd just be like,
yeah,
this is so great.
They'd either be excited to learn from... Oh, I actually don't think that they would even turn on you because, like...
The cool factor's just beyond cool factor's anything beyond. They've ever even seen.
Yeah. And also, if Lisa...
It's like as if their ears have never heard jazz music before. And they're like, what is this?
I feel like Tom Sandoval would love you and like
Which
your music.
One's that again?
He's the one that you said was hot but with crazy eyes.
Yeah.
The brown hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so too.
Yeah.
I think he would drop into the like the showgirl element and like find his inner deep repressed.
And he loves a costume, so you guys could have like a costume party or you could like throw like a, you know, a speakeasy night.
Yeah.
And he'd really step up to the plate and like dress up and he'd want to play music with you. He plays the trumpet.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So he could probably do like some backing band mm-hmm. stuff. If you had to perform at Sir, what would you sing?
Just like a real like Judy, just the man that got away. Or like a Marilyn, you know, just, mm-hmm. Or make stuff up. Like I'd make little riffs off each of their names.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a couple riffs. Well, no, because at this moment I like think they're all boring.
Oh, so
I would have
to know them
it'd
better.
Be in the world of me getting to like connect with them.
Fair enough. Maybe you can come back later this season on the podcast and riff a little bit
on all
if you fear if you ever feel like watching the episode again.
Oh, I think that this state of California and Bravo needs to pay me for having watched what I watched and that I would like need a weekly salary. Like I want to know. I think the editing producers and the people behind this production should be fired immediately.
Fired? I think Absolutely. The editors do a great job. They kind of troll them and like bring out like they edit in such a way to make fun of the cast and make it funny what they're doing and saying.
It might be the music element because I'm like, I just think they're like not comedians because I don't put me in a room full of comedians.
They're not comedians.
The other day I shouldn't bag anything, but I tried to watch the new Queer Eye and...
You're not here for it.
And I was like, I love my friend that is one of the people, but I was like, five gay men walking in my living room sounds like my worst nightmare. Like, that is not what I want at all. So...
Queer Eye. I watched a very touching episode last night that made me bawl.
Everyone's crying.
Everyone's crying, yeah.
But I just think that there's enough, again, not comedians, but funny people and like interesting musicians that I know, that we know, that would make for far more interesting
TV
and
entertainment.
And entertainment than this troupe of
Hooligans.
I wouldn't even give them that.
No. What would you call them?
Maple syrup.
Dripping. Sap.
Molasses. Sap. Yeah. Just pure molasses. Yeah. Remember in Jurassic Park, the mosquito that was in the thing?
In the crystallized sap.
Yeah. Lodged underground for centuries. Yeah. That's...
They are that mosquito.
Yeah.
Just trapped and locked in.
Uh-huh.
It is like a lot... It's always interesting when I have like people that have never watched the show... Or people, like, I guess, like, a gay perspective of someone that's, like, truly not into this type of television to see what they think of the show is, like, very interesting. Because for me, I mean, I would think that maybe you would like it or take a liking to it. But then I see it through your eyes and I'm like, okay, this is a bunch of heteronormative straight people being, like, dumb and boring, like, at the end of the day. And, like, what are they really bringing to the table besides just boozing?
Mm-hmm.
But they do bring a lot. Like, six seasons, I wouldn't be doing what I do, which is basically...
I'm willing to be convinced, but I'm like, that was my first thing. How has this gone for six seasons?
Mm-hmm. You were very shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Does it give you hope, or do you feel deflated after
It makes
this?
Me wonder, like, where's the camera crew... And why aren't they outside of, like, Liza Minnelli's door? You know, or, like, there's just...
Well, she would have to, like, sign up for a reality show.
Yeah, I guess so. But it just seems like there's...
Would you do a reality show?
I think now, after watching this, yeah.
Yeah. I think you'd be incredible on a reality show.
Yeah, I think it would be magic reality. I think it would be a surreality.
I think you could...
But not even a scripted fake reality. Like, a true blue reality.
No, a 100% reality show.
Yeah.
What would you do? What would you want to do?
My first thing would be, I would never deny that there was a camera on me.
Mm-hmm.
I would never deny that a PA couldn't run and get me some snow pea. First of all, it would be me.
Some snow peas?
Yeah, because I was going to say, first of all, it would have to be me on hole 30.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So we would, like, really rank up, up the insanity.
Yeah,
of this,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Being, like, hungry and thirsty for a drink.
Mm-hmm. You could also, like, go to...
And then I could promote health and vitality health and dance and, like...
And dance.
And spirituality. Yeah.
Then I could promote dance. If
yeah.
You were doing
just
whole
my
thing.
Own dance, you know, just like moving the body.
The dance of life.
Yeah.
Or like you're just dance moves.
Freckles moves. Yeah. Yeah.
I always think that you should do like a workout video of some sort.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this would be part of it.
Yeah. So it'd be like Freckles Empire, where you're trying to build this empire. You're trying to be the new you with like a health and wellness and like,
with a shisty past of pills and booze.
Yeah, and then now you're shedding those old layers and you're starting fresh. But it's not as easy as people make it seem.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Finding a new buzz on life.
Let's pitch it.
Yeah, I think so.
Take this to Bravo.
Yeah.
So Ariana, in this episode, when they were playing Truth or Dare, she was asked, everyone was asked, I guess, if they've ever had a multiple orgasm. And Ariana said yes, but... Last episode, she and Tom had a conversation because they haven't been having sex, and Ariana revealed that it's because she's really insecure about her body and specifically her vagina that she dated this really abusive ex-boyfriend of hers used to tell her that like her vagina was weird or looked weird or like there was weird stuff going on there, and it gave her kind of a complex, and so now she's coming to terms with all that. And when Tom was kind of talking to her about it, he was like, well, you had multiple orgasms with me. And then she was like, no, I didn't. And then he was like, no, you did. And then it was kind of just left alone. And then now in this episode, she's saying they did have multiples.
She's a liar. She's not interesting. There's nothing interesting about her. We saw her at one moment. I was like, that girl says nothing. Blonde Bob, right? Yeah, see? She'd be the first on the chopping
block. She'd be the
block.
First cut.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that.
For two reasons. For one, not being able to have a multiple orgasm. Sorry for the ex-abusive lover. Her ugly vagina. And three, I'm just kidding. And three, lying about having it later. Like, I don't like liars, you know?
What do you think of Angie, the tarot card reader? I was into her, kind of.
Yeah, I was, but I felt like she was doing some Barney and Bailey technique, which is like...
Barney and Bailey?
Yeah, it's this
Barnum and Bailey?
Barnum and Bailey. Like, yeah, I never said I was the most... She was like making stuff. But like, I saw some of the cards and was like, you see a sun.
Yeah.
Sun means brightness. Brightness doesn't always mean lightness. Could mean... focusing on the darkness, you know. I was like, and I didn't like her house.
She's riffing,
yeah. And I felt she could have done better at, like, she could have added more of a mystical woo-woo element.
That's true. A lot of the time when she was talking, I was like, anything that you're saying here is information that you could have Googled or like watched this reality show and seen, like.
Absolutely.
Named the dynamic based mm-hmm. off of that. Like,
let alone aside from the producer who kids, talked to her for half an hour before.
Yeah, so. Like a literal email that she got from exactly. producers saying,
again,
this is what's
denying
going on.
Denying the fact of how a reality show works.
Yeah.
Upsets me, mm-hmm. and which is why mine would be super meta,
mm-hmm.
and I would be like, "Well, my producer says I can't say this on screen."
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
you'd buck all the rules. I feel like you could have. A really successful, and don't take this as like a shady statement because it actually is like high praise. I think you could have a really successful one season reality
show.
Oh,
yeah, it would have to be. It would have to be iconic.
So iconic.
Lived
and like,
on.
You piss so many people off in the
yeah.
process that they would not renew it.
No, but
it would be, but
it
one
would
of
be
those
rewatched.
Touchstones. Yeah.
Forever and ever
yeah.
and ever.
Yeah.
The most watched reality show. I mean, I had my start in reality.
Mm-hmm.
Punking.
You did.
American Idol.
Oh my God, yes. And listeners need to go Google, what is it? Freckle
Jason
American.
Green, I
Jason
touch myself,
Green,
yeah.
American Idol audition. It is one of my favorite performance art pieces of all time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for doing it.
Of course. And I agree. I think it'd have to be a one season reality
it
show.
Would
just
yeah.
Freckle.
Just go for it. Go for broke. And then
yeah.
just leave everyone like. Blow their heads off. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, just like, it's like, where do you even go from here?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go anywhere. It's
no,
over.
It'd be like Ashley Simpson's reality show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not.
The tarot card reader did say that 2019 is when Stassi will get pregnant, which mm-hmm. intrigued me, and I'm interested to like see how that pans out.
I didn't believe her. She's a liar. I don't like liars.
James gets too lit and he's like running around screaming. And screaming at Jax, and then Jax and Tom have this little like side powwow in the bedroom, and they have kind of a real moment. And so I told you a little bit about Jax's history, and I was just wondering like what you make of his like future, because Tom, the guy with the crazy eyes that he was talking to, like he's starting a restaurant with this other character named Tom,
mm-hmm.
and they're gonna work for Lisa and like do this restaurant with her called Tom Tom. And so they kind of have their shit figured out, like beyond working at Sir, beyond the show. And Jax is trying to come across like he doesn't, but I think that they all like have money, and he's given a lot of interviews where he's said like, oh, I have enough money, I could retire like whenever I want to.
But not from the show.
He said he's made good investment choices, and
maybe he has.
Yeah.
See, he's bringing up the curtain. I said I've always liked the one with the bad back.
So you're into Jack. You're fully on board with Jack.
Yeah.
I like where your alliances lie, because yeah. they're different than past guests.
Oh, okay.
Like, you don't like Ariana, which is an interesting take,
mm-hmm.
but I've definitely heard from a lot of listeners that also don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a Jax head, mm-hmm. which is interesting. James's confrontation, like, or the way that he was like flirting with Lala and like then kind of segueing into like a fight or an aggressive moment was so awkward, with like Raquel standing there like cowering behind the refrigerator. And I just couldn't help but think that James is just too drunk to be reasoned with at this point. Like, there's no point in trying to, like...
Oh, I felt that the entire time. I was like, there's no reason to be reasoned with. And it's like, this isn't interesting television, because everything you're saying, you either might not remember the next day, and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing when you're that drunk. It's like...
It just all falls on deaf ears.
Yeah.
Like, there's no... You can't make any progress with someone that's that wasted.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to leave them alone, and then, like,
yeah,
everyone
somebody who's
bed.
There usually every night by midnight. I just, like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what
and
I've
don't
done.
Don't text me or write me what I've said or done.
No, you just, like, let you do your thing.
Yeah.
You'll pass out eventually, and then all will be restored by the morning.
9 a.m., whatever. Usually I'm smiling because, you know, I released tension throughout my body. Then that's where we'll be. Whatever my opinion of you is then.
Yeah.
But not after 9 at night.
So when you get in those situations... startled. When you get in those situations where you have like a James moment, and then you bounce back the next day usually, or do you wake up angry still?
No, never.
Never.
I wake up not remembering a thing other than my like last lull. And then I'm like, oh, then I hear all this stuff and I'm like, oh, Jekyll and Hyde. Freckle and Hyde.
Freckle and Hyde. You're like, I wish the camera crew would have been here to capture
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Raquel is wearing her retainer when she talks to James, and she looks ill. By the time she's outside talking to him, I'm like, Raquel, are you okay?
Raquel is the bench that they were fixing in that one scene. She's paint drying.
She's coming across. She's like coming apart at the seams. She's like a little loose and jittery in certain places.
There's nothing interesting. She'd be the second one off.
She'd be the second one off. Yeah, because she does give a little bit of a lull. She tells James she's uncomfortable with him and Lala's like touchy-feeliness. And it just kind of like
bounces off. Yeah, because she can't handle chemistry.
Yeah.
Because she has zero chemistry.
Like, I can't picture Raquel and James having sex.
No.
Not at all.
No.
And that became very...
I did for a split second. I was like, does he just like to like have a body next to him? Like, I was like, why is he and is she into like him because he's like interesting a little bit on this show?
I think it's like he's on a show. He's a DJ. Yeah. And like, I mean, he only really does DJ stuff at Sir or Pump. But like...
I mean, I get that. I'm like so super women, but like... If I could just have, like, a boyfriend that was, like, cute and fuckable and then just, like, didn't have any personality or anything, I'd be like, oh, you're great.
You would love that?
For a little while, yeah.
You want to be
but
the star?
But then I'd probably end up being, like, all over Lala, especially with a name like that, because I'd be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
But then I'd know I'd be like, oh, but you're a perfect fine because you're not going to get that upset.
Yeah.
Her upsetness was, like, a level 3.
Yeah, she wasn't, like, crying.
She didn't throw
she
a glass.
She wasn't mad.
Suchi or Sechi or... Shot you, raised Stassi would have like caused bigger scene.
Yeah.
Which she's nails on a chalkboard, but that would have been better television.
Yeah. Yeah. Raquel has like no emotion.
No.
But I don't think she can even really process what's happening.
She's
it's
been
like she kind of repeats. She's like programmed.
Well, she's on the Valium.
Yeah. You think she's like fully.
I think she lacks soul and she's one of those rare people that were born without a soul.
Jack says he's feeling very fragile right now. At the end of the night, he and Brittany go off to bed and he's trying to kind of talk to her about his anxieties and that he's like upset and he's just keeps repeating how fragile he is. And Brittany kind of is not here for it and is just like covering up her head.
Which is why she sucks.
She kind of flipped
it off. I feel like
Jax
needs a back rub, clearly, with his bad back. But.
I could see you and Jax like hanging out and having a fun time.
I can make him comfortable.
Yeah.
See, so if he has anxiety, I would calm him down.
Yeah.
I would soothe him.
You would talk to him about it too. You'd let him talk all his problems out.
We'd hug and cuddle.
What would you tell Jax as like your advice to him?
Oh, I would just rub his back. The bad back. Yeah.
Yeah. He'd love that.
Because he like leaned over and was like, want to go to the bedroom and make out?
And she's like, and she's I'm tired. I'm going to go sleep.
Yeah, well, first she was like, sure. But then like she got tired. She's a lousy fuck. She's a lousy lie. I can tell. And I'm not saying he's great. He's just got the bit might of like.
He has the mouth like throw you around.
Yeah,
like,
he can really ram it.
He'll just like
fuck
you really hard and it'll be kind of scary. And he'll get a look in his eye where you're like, is he going to kill me or fuck me to death? And he's like, both. And then you just like kind of both come and it's great. And you're like invigorated.
That's all I'm about these days.
Yeah. It's just being fucked to death.
What's
or
more?
To near death.
Near death. At least
near
it's
death.
Stimulating. Reminds me of life.
Yeah.
You know,
you get fucked so hard that it makes you truly live again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean,
she's not doing that.
No, she doesn't seem like free with her body in that way.
No,
She's boring.
She flips him off, I think, at one point, too, where he's like, this is what you do in a relationship. Like, you talk about
your issues. That actually hit my soul. He's like, we talk about things when you're in a relationship. You support each other. Because she was like, I want to go to bed. Because he was like, I don't know. He gives me anxiety. He wanted to talk about his feelings, which warmed again my heart. His bad back and his feelings are the gateway to Freckles' kind soul, because I'm an empath. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she pulled her cheap blanket over her head and was like, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, I definitely came away from this episode feeling like more empathy towards Jax, because it does seem like something is very wrong with mm-hmm. him, because he's usually like pretty upbeat and like in the mix. And
oh,
he
I feel
seems
bad.
Very withdrawn.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Poor baby.
I know.
Call me.
James admits that to Lala finally that he hates her man because he put her in harm's way. He says, he put the one I love in harm's way.
Yeah, I didn't know that backstory.
So James and Lala were friends, and then they got really, really drunk and fucked one night.
Uh-huh, I figured that much.
And then went
back
to being friends.
When she was like, we were intimate, and he's like, that's a nice way of saying sex.
Yeah.
Which was good television. That's a good line.
Yeah. They have
they're a good TV.
Yeah, they're good TV.
I would keep them.
Yeah, they stay.
Yeah. And they can live in Lisa's house.
Love. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
And they have to worship me, though.
Okay. James might have a problem with that. Or maybe not.
No, because it's like, your show is over 6 years. Bye, buddy. It would like trigger their inner, like, there is no more money.
Yeah.
And you will not be famous
mm-hmm.
unless you worship the showbiz consultant.
Yeah.
So we would see them really come alive.
Yeah.
And with my coaching,
mm-hmm.
we could get some good television out of them.
I like implementing a very cutthroat environment and then seeing how they kind of react to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who shows up? Make Freckle laugh in 30 seconds. It's like, that's the...
I wish I could show you. They did a roast of Jax for his mm-hmm. birthday last season. And it was like in the fashion of like a celebrity roast where mm-hmm. everyone gets up and tells jokes. And it was pretty much across the board painfully unfunny.
Ugh.
But I wish I could show you just to traumatize you further.
No.
What parting thoughts do you have? Or is there anything you'd like to say to these people?
I think Bravo has a showbiz consultant on their hand named Freckle.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lisa has a new lesbian lover, dyke lover. And I think that if this show wants to continue, it needs to amp up its lol and energy and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm the only person to do it.
I love that.
Yeah.
And so where can someone find you to get in touch?
My Instagram is Aunt Freckle,
mm-hmm.
Just the way it sounds. Twitter, Freckle in Space. My email is frecklein.space@gmail.com.
Email her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come and get me.
Come and get
her. I have, not only do I have opinions, I have performance.
You do.
So.
You're a triple threat.
For reality TV, for sure.
Yeah, for life.
I write my own dialogue. You know, I'm very like loving.
You are very loving.
And I drink.
A lot.
A lot. So you get the blackouts.
You get a slice of everything.
Yeah.
You'd be kind of like a James Kennedy, except not so volatile. That's the British guy.
But with like a queer charm and endearing like...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's why he and Lala are safe
mm-hmm.
this round.
What about Stassi? Is she on the chopping block?
Yeah, because even though she's much, it's not the right kind of much I want.
What about Katie? Chopping block?
I don't even remember. That's sad. Which one was Katie?
The one with like the long, dark brown hair that went to the tarot reading with stuff.
And rode the bike.
And rode the bike.
I was hoping
scooter.
She was going to hit a rock and fall off. That would have been... She needs more falls. Like maybe we'd keep her around.
She already had a big fall before the show happened.
I'm a psychic.
She fell through a skylight.
Yep. See? I have a fucking psychic. We need her to reenact that. I need her falling off rocks, falling off chairs, and that's her bit, and she knows it. And we're like, we need to rev up her, like, slipping on a banana peel, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Being the queen of the fall. Like, mm-hmm. or else dead to me.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell Jax? What does he need to bring to the
bend
table?
Bend over. For his back massage. No. Oh, he just needs to just... Well, I like that he can retire. I'll say retire, hun.
What would you say to Ariana?
Dead to me.
Duh, she's cut. There's no hope. Okay. What would you say to Tom Sandoval?
Come out.
Okay. What would you say to Sheena?
Bye.
You're cut.
Yeah, go back to Azusa.
What would you say to Rob, Sheena's boyfriend?
Oh, free yourself now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not cut out for TV.
What would you say to... I feel like that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
That's it.
Should we end on that note?
I think so.
All right.
Lisa, I love you. This is to Lisa.
Yeah, to Lisa.
And I'm here and available.
Okay, that's great.
Lara, I love you more.
I love you. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Of course.
You made my whole day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of the Sexy Unique podcast is brought to you by the following premium sponsors: Lori Wheat, Meredith Good, and William Jones. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.